Okay, welcome back to Motherly Love.
I feel like we should change that name because, like,
No, I
hello.
Like.
Hello. I feel like it's my mother and.
It's my love to you. Mm-hmm. The motherly love that I have.
Oh,
to you.
Really? Is it okay?
Right. So, what we wanted to do for this episode was. Because seeing as though it's the beginning, well, my idea for this episode, seeing as it's the beginning of 2018, mm-hmm. thought it'd be good to review 2017 mm-hmm. and, like, have a look forward to 2018. So,
I thought we were Kezia, doing 2018 in a different
what was your favourite... No, oh, we're just going to do it all in one. What was your favourite bit of 2017?
Probably moving into year 7.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. I just thought, I think it was way better than year 6. My years, I hated year 6.
Why?
I'm not going to give that information. What if one of the teachers, because I didn't like my head teacher. My head teacher was rude.
Okay.
She was rude.
And I'm sure you were an angel, right?
I was. Thank you.
So basically your transition from year 6, from going from being like the biggest one in the school.
I got told that so many times in year 6,
year 7, which is like being the smallest. So for anybody that doesn't know, that's not from the UK, year 6 is like primary school from like 10, 11 below. And like year 7 is in secondary school or high school.
As you guys would and call that's it. Like so primary 11... school is our elementary school.
Yeah.
And plus we don't say period at the end of our sentence, we say full stop. Just saying. Just gonna put that out there.
That's just random. That has nothing to do with anything.
No, because I was watching a British person do a collab with a on YouTube with an American person.
So you just thought to put that in?
Yeah, I just thought.
You with your American, half English accent that you do.
That would be it.
You are British. Speak with the English accent. She has like a proper Wolverhampton, Black Country, yam yam accent.
I'm not a yam yam.
Stop trying. Stop begging it. You ain't American.
Yes, I don't mind. Yum yum. I like to change.
I don't like to be a yum yum. So yeah, so
I have the best accent in the world.
Transitioning from year 6 to year 7. So that was like your best bit. So because some people when they transition from like primary school, secondary school, mm-hmm. they get a bit like apprehensive, fearful, they hate it.
I loved it. I wanted to get out of that school so bad. You have no idea.
It wasn't that bad.
It was. Year 6 was terrible. You agree with Mom?
Yeah,
do you
year
agree?
6, the end of year 6, we had a few bumps and bruises. But overall...
They hit me.
Overall, it was a good school and you enjoyed your time there. So
yeah, when I was with my friends. From like end of year 5 to end of year 6, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. They just put so much pressure on us. And they were being... I got hit in the side of my head on one of the big, like, on the sharp bit of a whiteboard. Like, the board whiteboards. Mm-hmm. The head teacher shouts at me. I'm like, what are you... I'm like to myself, I'm crying my eyes out because it killed.
Yeah.
And then she's like, every day, Cheyenne...
No, she didn't call you Cheyenne, she called you Kezia.
Every day, Kezia.
I think her frustration... Another thing, which we'll talk about in another episode, Kezia is doing a podcast of her own, which is called Me, a Sassy Mentor, where she's going
to
be like...
But I'll be sassy to me.
Mentoring kids her age. Anyway, that's another subject. But basically, this child has mouth. She has lip. She's involved in dramas
scary.
All the time.
Yeah, but they don't come from me. They come from my friends, yet I always get told off for it.
So basically, I think the head teacher's point of view was that every single day it seemed like Kezia was involved in some sort of drama. But yeah, it's not every day. She's not...
Exaggerating.
Yeah, she was exaggerating, but Kezia is one of those people that likes.
I hope she's on here, you know. I hope you know I'm talking about Miss Dalton.
She's
a collaboration of school.
She likes to insert herself into dramas, basically.
My friend, what do you think? I'm not going to sign up for my friends.
Of course you should.
Exactly. Why are you telling me for this?
I'm not telling you off. I'm just stating the obvious, the facts. She's not one to sit and just mind her own business, yeah. Which is good. She will stand up for her people and she will stand up for herself. So that was your best bit. Anything else about 2017 that was like amazing?
I left year six.
Oh, yeah, okay, we've discussed that. Anything else?
I was 11.
Okay, you're 11. You have a birthday every year. Anything else?
I went out with my friends to town for the first time.
Yeah, so, like, she's 11, and it's baby. Hard for me to let go of the reins. Like, with any mother, it would be difficult. So I struggle when she comes to me and goes, oh, Mom, can me and my friends do this? Oh, yeah, Mom, can me and my friends do that?
Before we go back to school, by the way.
Which we'll discuss later. I want to know who you're going with, where you're going, what time. People, like mothers, fathers out there, you can relate to me. It's difficult, especially in this day and age. Having an 11-year-old, it's just things seem so much more fast-forwarded than it was when
what
we
kind of nonsense on
than
about?
It was when we were in school, like 11 year olds now. I just made up like a word or a collection of words. Fast forwarded. It just seems like things are like 11 year olds now seem like they're like 13 year olds or 14 years. Like the things that she wants to do at 11, I wanted to do when I was like 13, 14.
Hello, when you moved to high school, you went on the train across London every single day to get to school.
Yeah, she always uses an example.
Yeah, I do.
But that was just how it was in those days. My parents were cool, and I was cool with getting on a train from where I used to live in northwest London all the way into central London, Marylebone, where I used to go to school. It was like a 45-minute journey,
exactly.
Sometimes even
I'm
longer on the
out
bus.
A couple of hours with my friends.
And I used to do it every day, and my parents sent me off, and it was fine. But I feel like back in those days in the 90s, it was cool. But now I just have a bit of anxiety when she's out on her own. But yeah, so she's growing up. So 2017, so those were your best bits.
Yeah.
Having a bit of freedom and mummy letting you out and go into town with your friends for a couple of hours after school and moving into year seven. Okay, my best bits of 2017. What could I say? My best bits. Okay, so I was involved in a little project with Sickle Cell and NHS England Blood Donation Centre, where we were involved with raising awareness for sickle cell disease and to raise awareness and to help recruit more blood donors in the UK, especially Black, Asian, ethnic minority blood donors in the UK. And that can help with sickle cell disease. I have family that suffer.
If you're clicking, I'm sorry.
She's multitasking at the moment. We're doing this podcast and she's playing roadblocks at the same time, which is really annoying. And you're going to hear clicking in the background.
Well, technically, I completed everything, so I could just leave right now.
Yeah, which is what she's going to do. She tells me, oh, I can multitask, Mum. Which she can.
Multitasking.
But it's annoying me. So, anyway, so
well, I'm just going to go on another game, right?
It's give me the computer. Give me the computer. So, okay, so sickle cell. I have family members that suffer with it. And it was actually a cousin of mine that like alerted me to the campaign. Basically, it was a choir. They were getting a nationwide choir together to help raise awareness. I have sickle cell trait, which I found out when I was pregnant with my daughter. So basically, it was doing a cover of Andrea Day's Rise Up song.
Rise up the day, rise up in spite of the age.
That song, basically. So we did a cover of that song, which was amazing. It was the Mobo Awards, which is music.
So it's black in it, so you know.
Music of Black Origin Awards. It's kind of like BET Awards in America, but the UK version. And it was just amazing. It was an amazing experience. We got to go to the pre-MOBO Awards. We got to go to the main MOBO Awards and perform. We did performances across the UK as well, in London, Leeds, just to try and raise awareness, get more young people and Black and ethnic minority people involved in giving blood. So if you're listening right now, you've never, ever given blood, give blood. It helps people with sickle cell anemia and other diseases. And it was so interesting because I thought, oh, you give blood, your blood just goes to one person. It doesn't. They can do so with modern technology and modern medicine. They can do so many things where they can actually like separate out your blood into like platelets.
It's gross. Like,
I don't know. I have to research it more. I don't even know. But other different types. So there's types where like the red blood cells, the platelets, which are like a yellowy color, and they can do different things, and they like your one blood donation could help so many different people with so many different, like, people suffer from cancer, people that need transfusions.
But what if you die from blood loss?
You won't die from blood loss. They obviously wouldn't take blood from people if you could die from it, because then they'd be killing more people than they'd be saving. So that was definitely my highlight of 2017. So 2018, what's happening?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh my gosh, okay. So new Pixar films are coming out. The new Avengers Part 1 is coming out. So Avengers Part 1 is coming out. If you don't know already. Film? Yeah. If you don't know already, I'm the biggest Marvel DC fan. So, yeah. And then Incredibles 2 is coming out. What else is coming out?
I don't know, because I'm not really a film person.
What was the other thing that's coming out next year? I was really excited for it, and I don't know what it is. It's Avengers and Incredibles 2, and I'm really excited for those two things. So, yeah.
So, apart from films,
And Toy Story 4. Toy Story 4 is coming out.
Oh, wow. Okay, I know Toy Story. That's one thing that I can vibe on. Cool. Yeah. Toy Story. What else are you excited about?
Is this supposed to be happening?
I don't know, just what are you looking forward to in
2018? I'm going to year 8.
Okay, year 8. So what's so special about year 8? You're no longer the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah, like one rung up.
You're one rung up the ladder. So you have the new year 7. Pardon you. You have the new year 7 to look after and mentor and make sure that they're not like walking around like lost little lambs in the school.
I'm gonna have so many people from my primary school come to my secondary school, and I'm like, where do I go? I'm like, I'm talking to my friends. That's what your eights did to me. They're like,
yeah, but
they wouldn't listen to me. They'd be like, I'd be like, yo, McKay, yo, M.
Yo, what's up?
How do we go to this place? And they're like, I'm talking to my friends. Shut up. Okay, shut up, Cheyenne.
Oh, is that what they do to you? But
yeah,
you don't want to do what those people did. You want to do unto others as you would like people to do unto you. So you can set a new kind of trend.
Trend?
Where you help people.
That's not a trend. It's been there for years.
Okay. It's been there for years. So
Oh, no.
You
can
give people a different experience to what you had. Yeah?
No. Yes. Sorry.
She's playing her game. So for me, 2018, I'm looking forward to... What am I looking forward to in 2018?
I'm 12 next year, so yeah.
Yeah, Kezia's 12.
I'm ending my teenage years.
I'm going to be 33.
Mom, you shouldn't give out your age.
You just gave yours. Yeah,
true. Tell me I don't know what age I am now.
Okay. So, I wonder what it could be.
I could be 9 for all I know.
2018. Okay. 2018 is going to be a year of...
I'm living much wedlock, and I'm joking.
Change. It's going to be a year of doing new things, like this podcast is one. Stepping out in faith, believing, so obeying.
You're so boring.
I know, but this is just me. Yours is so much fun. Avenger movie. Whoa, Incredibles.
That's amazing.
Whoa, Toy Story. Going into year 8. Wow.
Yeah, that's so much fun. Yours is like, oh my gosh, me.
No, it's not about me.
Yes, it is.
It's about what I'm, how I, it is about me, actually.
That
yeah,
way.
It is about me, how I'm going to be a better
Mine's
person.
Mine's about other people and watching other people's films. That's what mine's about.
Mine's about.
Take a leaf from my book, sister.
Being mean to year sevens.
Yeah.
That's the leaf I should take out of your book.
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to randomly go up to your school and just
like, your
pick
year
out
sevens.
Year sevens and just be mean.
No, like
you don't know where the library is.
Mama says chapel,
they
should know where that is.
So, yeah, mine is going to be about continuing like we do every year, continue to grow as a person, continuing to mature, continuing to evolve. I'm going to step out. I've got business ideas me and my friend want to do, and I really want to focus on those, concentrate on those, be motivated to do those, achieve, succeed. Yeah, so that is my focus of 2018, just growing as a person, doing all the things that I have on my list to do, and just experiencing or waiting to experience what God has in store for me. So we will sign off. And the next episode we will do one that Kezia really wants to do.
Struggles of mothers being chilling.
She is all about the drama. She is me and her. Okay, just to say, to set up the next episode, or just to set up this podcast in general, me and her have completely different personalities. What is your personality, Kez?
My personality is very loud and very loud, and she's very quiet.
Yeah, so Kezia is very like, oh my gosh, center of attention. I'm in the room.
Amazing.
Look at me. I'm amazing.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, she's just one of those people. Lip, mouth, everything, sass,
everything.
Drama, acting, okay. Just over the top. Yeah. Whereas I'm more like calm, cerebral, like, laid back.
Are you? Not when you're shouting at me. For doing nothing.
Well, that's called discipline. That's a different thing.
That's called meanness when I've done nothing.
But in general, like, I'm very much the opposite to who she is. She's very much an extrovert. I'm very much an introvert. So she really wants to do an episode on mother-daughter struggles, battles, the back and forth of, and I think it's kind of apt because she's in her, like, she likes to call it, or like,
tween ages. It's okay.
It's a thing. She hasn't named it. It's just what's out there, a tween, which I only really heard about earlier on last year, 2017. She came up with this word and whatever, she's a tween.
I did not come up with this word.
You said the word. So that's what the next episode is going to be about, mother-daughter struggles, and yeah, how we navigate it, our different points of view.
No.
As I sign off, Kezia is still playing her games.
No, I'm gonna die. We hope that you have enjoyed
this podcast of our review of 2017 and what we're looking forward to in 2018, and join us next time. Thank you.